Welcome to the 2025 Prayer Challenge podcast for St. Raphael Catholic Church in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. This is Sarah Scheinemann, Pastoral Associate at St. Raphael's, and welcome also to the second week of Lent. I hope and pray your experience of praying with Scripture for 10 minutes a day, which has been our prayer challenge this Lenten season, is already bearing fruit in your life. Today, we'll spend some time praying with the Sunday Gospel for the second Sunday of Lent. But before that, I have a couple little tips for you for praying with Scripture. The first is a very simple one. Don't give up. Maybe at this point, you've missed a day in the challenge. Maybe you've even missed a whole week. What matters is that you begin again. So no matter what, continue to follow God's invitation to meet Him in prayer each day in His Word. Sometimes we think when we've missed a day that that's the end, but the invitation always is just to start over. When you wake up the next day or sometime the next day, just begin again. So a very simple thing, but that's profound. Showing up is really important for everything that we do. The second little tip that I have comes from St. Ignatius of Loyola, a great saint of the 16th century. And he said that every time we begin prayer, we should take a small space of time to pause and reflect on and consider how God looks upon us with love at that very moment. He always does, of course, but a lot of times we're not aware of that gaze of love. And sometimes we feel that gaze. We can feel the Lord's love for us, and those are great, joyful moments. Sometimes we simply have to make an act of faith and say, in this moment, I believe that you are loving me, Lord, and I am so grateful for that, even though I don't feel it. But he would say, just pause at the beginning of every prayer time and remember God's gaze of love. So we're going to enter into our time of prayer now with the Sunday Gospel. And we'll start by doing just that. So I'll open us with prayer, and then we'll have a moment of silence. And in that silence, just imagine how God at this very moment is gazing upon you with love. I say imagine, but it's not something that's imaginary. We're just using our imaginations to enter into a reality that is true at every moment. So we'll begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, we invite you to lead us during this time of prayer. And in this moment of silence, help us to know in the very depths of our being that God loves us, that at every moment He does indeed gaze upon us with love. And so we read our Gospel for the second Sunday of Lent, which comes from Luke. It's the story of the Transfiguration. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen Son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So for our prayer, I just want to highlight a few reflections. In your own prayer, the Holy Spirit may have different inspirations and things for you to pay attention to. And if that's the case, beautiful, follow that. But the few things that I noticed today, one, I just see how this is such a different scene than our gospel last week where Jesus was in the wilderness. He had fasted for 40 days and he was being tempted by the devil. And this scene is one of great glory on the top of a mountain. He's with Moses and Elijah, these two great figures from the history of Israel. He appears in glory. Peter, James, and John see him in all the glory that he has as the Son of God. So two just very different scenes. But what's striking to me is that in both of them, Jesus was praying. And we see that in here. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance. And what I find myself asking is, am I so consistent in my prayer as Jesus is? In these difficult moments, in the temptation in the desert, he was praying. In this moment of great glory, he was praying. And so is that true for me? Am I consistent in praying through the highs and the lows of my life? In all of it, seeking to share it with God, seeking to listen to his voice in those moments? And so maybe that's something for you to ponder too. Sometimes it's easier maybe to pray in certain times than others. So you could pause and consider, you know, what helps you to pray and what would help you to be faithful and to be consistent as we follow the example of Jesus. The next line that I notice is about Peter and James and John. It says they became fully awake. They'd been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory. And this causes me to ask myself, are there moments when I'm not fully awake? What keeps me from being fully awake? Awake to God and his love and his glory. Awake to what he's doing in my life and in the world around me. So those are two places for me already that I've shared kind of an examination of conscience this Lenten season. Am I praying consistently through all the movements of my life? And am I fully awake to God and to what he is doing? And then another line that stands out to me comes more towards the end of the passage. So we hear this heavenly voice saying about Jesus that he's his chosen son, listen to him. And then after the voice speaks, Jesus was found alone. So Moses and Elijah have disappeared, and Jesus alone is left at the top of the mountain with Peter, James, and John. And the question I find myself asking here is, am I content when everything else disappears and I am left with Jesus alone? And I pray that that is the desire of my heart, to be content with him alone. And then the final thing that I'll highlight for our time of prayer today to ponder is that Jesus is alone with them and they fall silent. Their response to him is silence. And sometimes that's Jesus's response to us too. We're praying and we're sharing all these things and it feels like he is very silent. And do I receive that silence as, to return to where we started, as his love for me? Sometimes maybe that silence is the best way that he can show his love. Simply listening to me, allowing me to share, and then giving space, allowing there to be some silence. And so do I receive Jesus's silence as his love? And do I offer silence as love too? The very first podcast, I was talking about that rest that sometimes we receive in prayer of simply being with the Lord in that loving silence. We're silent. He is silent. Are our hearts content with that? Do we find rest there? Are we willing to share that love and silence with him? And so that just encourages me to see silence as a gift, not something to be afraid of, but a place to be present to God's love. So those are just a few places maybe to go in your prayer. You can take one of those things maybe and go back to prayer for a few minutes just to be with the Lord and let Him speak to your heart in that area. But again, the Holy Spirit can speak in so many ways through even these few verses. So if He has something else to say to you, please pay attention to that. I hope you have a beautiful second week of Lent, and I will see you again in a few weeks, or a few days at the end of the week for another podcast for the third week of Lent. God bless you. Bye-bye.